Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can we help you?
Hey, how's it going? I just missed a call from you guys. I'm waiting to hear about my installation that was basically messed up twice, and you guys were supposed to find a way to get it done today, I guess. I just missed a
Okay.
call from someone. I think it might be the manager or something.
Okay, I could take a look into it. They probably was calling to tell you they arrived. Do you have the account or the order number?
I don't, I can give you, the address or the name or.
What is the telephone number on your order? And I could do a search on it.
Sure, 978-221-0544.
All right, in just a moment.
If you don't find it under that phone number, I have a different one for you.
Okay. I'll place you on a brief hold while it searches for this one in just a moment.
Sure.
And verify your email address.
Email NourLotfi16@gmail.com. It's either that or Lotfi5@iCloud.
And what's the name and address?
It's under Shannon Fergal, 68 Ash Street, Winchester, Mass. 01475.
Thank you. And in just a moment, let me review your notes. All right, it shows that someone called Shayla had called to give you an update. They stated that we were unable to add tomorrow. Next available day is June 1st, pending site being ready for installation. Cabinetry and countertops must be in final positions.
Yeah, that can't be a thing. You guys stood me up twice. You can't push me another week. I can't not have appliances another week.
Was your cabinetry and countertops in position?
Yep, they've
Was
always
your
been.
okay? Well, we won't be able to do this today, according to this.
Well, I don't understand how that could be when you guys stood me up twice. Like, I don't care if you have to cancel someone else to get to me. It's two times. The first time your technician showed up, called me on the phone. I told him the microwave is not going to go in. I can do that myself, decided not to show up. The second time, they sent somebody who doesn't know how to install. So I don't know what I could possibly do. I need it today. I needed it 2 weeks ago. But I can't go past today, latest tomorrow. I don't think you guys understand. I'm in the middle of a construction site. Like, my kitchen's a construction site right now until that goes in so it can get finished around. Every day that's costing me money that it's not installed. And you guys messed it up twice. That's not my problem. If you guys, like I said, have to, because I got set up twice, if you have to stand somebody else up to get to me, that's what you have to do. There is no, next available date is June 1st.
Now, we won't be able to schedule for a sooner day other than June 1st.
So who can?
You will have to contact the store to see if they have another service.
I already did. They're the ones that contacted you.
And what was that?
I already did. They're the ones that contacted you.
Well, there
You
won't be
guys are the
nothing we could do
installation company,
here.
right? Like, you guys are the third-party installation company?
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing else we won't be able to do here.
So why did you stand me up twice then? I don't understand. So how is there nothing you can do? You just stand me up and I just have to deal with it?
Now, at this time, if you want to do something about that, you will have to contact the store to see if they can make any.
They're the ones that contacted you and said it's an emergency. It needs to go in the next couple of days.
Yeah, there won't be nothing. We won't.
I even have like a general manager involved at this point. Like, they all told me that you guys are going to be able to get it in the next day or two because of this situation is unacceptable. You guys are the only ones now calling me being like, oh, June 1st. Like, do you guys have a manager over there that can make some moves? Like, standing a customer up twice in a row is very unprofessional. You know what I mean? And then if you tell me there's kick rocks, that's.
Yeah, I'm a manager, and that's why I was advising you to contact Best Buy, because there won't be nothing we could do
here.
They're
the ones that contacted you. Are you understanding what I'm saying with that? Like, I contacted Best Buy. They're the ones that contacted you and told you how important this is. Like, do you guys have other installations planned for today? Is that why? Like, all your installers are busy with other installs, right?
No, I don't see any other orders for the installers. I don't have that access to review.
Well, I'm just, like, that's what I'm saying. I need somebody with access, somebody that can actually do something, man.
No, we won't be able to schedule for today. The next available day that's open is the 1st.
I understand that you won't be able to, but there has to be somebody higher than you, right?
That's why you have to go to the store. There's no one higher here that could do anything about this.
You have somebody higher, which I don't understand why somebody higher has it. The store contacted you guys to have somebody that can actually make a difference. Your manager, your field service manager to contact me. But you're calling me now telling me that you can't even look at a system to see what other installs are planned. So I don't understand. The store already told you guys I need to talk to your boss.
Yeah, there's no one here that can get you scheduled for today.
Okay, again, you're not understanding. I need to talk to your boss.
What you're not understanding, you have to contact Best Buy.
I'm
the highest that you
could
talk to.
They told me I could talk to your boss, and then you're calling me.
There's no one
you
could talk to here. I am the manager. So, yeah, you have to go back to them.
I own a company, too, and I have a boss.
Yeah, I understand. This
Somebody
is not what you want
to
hear.
I've never given them as much of a hard time.
I can understand that frustration, sir, but you would have to contact the store.
I mean, you don't have the power to make any kind of change. So I need to speak to your boss. That's all I'm asking for right now.
Now, you won't be able to speak to anyone else here.
So you don't have a boss?
No, sir. I don't have anyone else that you could speak to here. There's no one higher that you could talk to. At this time, you would have to contact the store.
So you do not have a supervisor. Can I just get your information, please?
I am a manager, sir. I'm the highest manager that you could talk to.
Okay. Like I said, I just need the name of your supervisor. I don't need you to tell me that I can't. You're the highest I can talk to. Trust me, man. I have a lot of contacts. I can talk to a lot of people. I just need to know your name and the name of your supervisor.
My name is Terrell. Once again, there is no one else that you could talk to here. So we are advising you to contact the store. You will have to talk to the manager there.
I'm just going to do it myself. I'll find out who your boss is, man. Just like, what's your name, Terrell? Spell that for me,
yeah, Terrell. T-E-R-R-E-L-L.
Is that just how you're known in the company, or do you have a last name? Or?
Yeah, that's what I'm known in the company. Yes, sir. Terrell.
And what's your title?
Manager.
Call center manager, or?
Just manager. XPO manager, sir.
Okay. And you say you do not have a supervisor?
No, sir. You will have to contact 508 966 5700 if you would like to speak to someone else.
Like I said, I've already spoken to this before. So, like I said, I'll take it from here. Thank you.
All right, great. Anything else?